Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. We are here every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, twitch.tv/F4W Video, video.f4wonline.com on YouTube. And we got an exciting show here today. No guest today. It'll be just myself going solo. Although, I'm sure I will have help from you, dear listener, as we have a lot of ways to contact this show. And as always, I'm looking for your feedback, your stories, etc. But the main topic, at least early on in the show, is a discussion of my trip to see George Norrie at the historic Everett Theater in Everett, Washington this past Saturday. I had a great time, and if George is coming to your area, I'm going to tell you what you can look forward to. I presume that he has varied guests for different shows that he does, but I certainly was not expecting what I got. And he did have three guests, so we'll talk about those three people and some comments, particularly Cliff. I always call him Cliff Barackman. I guess he's Cliff Barrickman. But old Cliff from Finding Bigfoot, who lives in Portland. Boring, Oregon, in fact, which is right outside Portland. He has a Bigfoot museum there. And he was one of the guests, and he had some interesting things to show and say. So we'll talk about that. And also, there was a guest on George's show that I would like to get on this show. And he was discussing AI, so we'll tell you about that here. And then we got a lot of news stories, and on top of news stories, we got your emails as well. You can always email me, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. That is brian@afterdarkradioshow.com, Brian with a Y. And, you know, you can send me stories on anything. We're always looking for stories about weird things in your hometown, weird things that happened to you, stories your grandparents told you, whatever. Anything weird, I want to hear about it. So send me an email. We'll read some more of those today. You can send your emails at any time. If you're listening to this, not live, for example, you can send those. I keep track of all of them, and I will read everything here on the show. So anything we discuss, anything on your mind, send it to me, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. We'll kick it off after the break. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
If your family's summer style needs a little pick-me-up, you've got to go to Kohl's. They have everything from polos and cute dresses to comfy kids' outfits and Sephora essentials, plus more. Not to mention you can get 20% off some of your faves and earn Kohl's cash. Yep, summer's already looking more stylish, all thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offer ends July 6th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know. When price is so low. It just might blow your mind. And love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Sports Byline. Would like to mention you can watch this show on our YouTube channel, which is f4wonline.com/YouTube, or our Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/F4W video. And the show is always free live, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, but you can subscribe to the YouTube page, and basically we have archives of all the shows. You can go back and listen, watch anytime you want. And same with our main site, which is F4WOnline.com. And it is a pro wrestling news site, but we do After Dark Radio every week. And there's hundreds of After Dark Radio shows in the archives. So if you're interested or just want to support the show, F4WOnline.com or video.F4WOnline.com. And if you've never subscribed, we do have a first-time subscriber half-off offer, which is F4WOnline.com/new. That's F4WOnline.com/new. So check it out, and you can also support the show by buying our new After Dark Radio t-shirt at F4WOnline.com/shirts is the address for that, F4WOnline.com/shirts, and a lot of wrestling shirts there as well. Somebody always pops into the chat wanting to hear about wrestling, unaware that this is actually a non-wrestling show. So the reason this show exists is because of Art Bell. I grew up listening to Art Bell. I was a huge fan, and I listened to Art Bell religiously in the early 90s. I decided I wanted to do a radio show. Now, around that same time, I also got into wrestling, and so I also wanted to be a wrestler. So as it turned out, I ended up doing a wrestling radio show. All worked out in the end, but I'm a huge fan of Art Bell. And for those of you that remember Art Bell back in the day, he came and went regularly. And eventually, he left the show pretty much permanently, and was replaced by George Norrie, okay? George Norrie is the current main host of Coast to Coast AM. And, you know, early on, myself and many others, we weren't sold on George, because George did have the unfortunate task of having to follow Art Bell. It was just nobody would have sufficed if you were a fan of Art Bell. And, you know, over the years, I began to like George. You know, he comes off, he's not Art. If you can accept that George Norrie is not Art Bell and just accept him as being George Norrie, you get a lot less upset than if you expect him to replace Art Bell. So, you know, George always came off, I found, as a good-hearted person and a nice guy. He's not Art, but a friendly fella, a nice guy. You know, he has a very different interview. He has a different way of doing interviews from Art. Art certainly was far more dynamic. And George has slowed down here in his later years. He just turned 75, in fact. But I heard that George Norrie was going to the historic Everett Theater, which is right up the road from my house. And I put it in the calendar, and I knew, come hell or high water, I was going to this live show. I wanted to see George Norrie's live show. So Saturday came, and it was a very busy day, but I found a way, and I made it out there to the theater. So the Everett Historic Theater, it's obviously very old. It doesn't seat like a ton of people. I'd say you could probably get 500 in there. Maybe, I don't know, I'm not very good at judging attendance and that sort of thing. I would say there was probably about, 300 or 400 people showed up for the event. And as soon as I walked in, I sat down and I was, I think, the youngest person by at least 20 years in that theater. So I don't know where I read about it. Maybe it was a book, maybe it was an article, but it just kind of talked about the dawn of the computer age. You guys, some of you are old like me. Some of you don't even remember this sort of thing. But, you know, I was there early on. I had a Tandy back in the day. And, you know, there was IBM PCs, and there were Macs, which became Apple. And you had Steve Jobs and, I just blanked on his name. But anyway, two guys here. And the fact is, like, they both were exactly the same age. And, you know, it's because people, like, get into certain things when they're young and there's new technologies, et cetera. And so, like, all of the people all of the founders of all of these companies were all basically, like, the same age. So, you know, George Norrie, you know, he's here as the spiritual successor to Art Bell. And, you know, most of the people in this historic theater, I mean, they were listening to Art Bell in the early 90s, and they were probably in their 30s at the time. I must have got into it when I was much younger than most of them, because it's like all of the same people that listened to Art Bell in the early 90s were here at the Everett Historic Theater. They're all in their 60s and 70s, and George is up there, and he's 75, and, I mean, there was nobody my age there. There was certainly nobody younger than me. So George is out there. Got his black suit on, purple shirt, and he's like a guy you'd see, you know, an old crooner in Vegas or something. I mean, jet black hair, jet black mustache. He's got his nice suit on, and it's like a time machine thing. It was like I was in Vegas in the early 90s watching somebody perform, but George comes out. And I'm already like, what are we going to do for this live show? Like, you're going to talk about your experiences, you know, you're going to have some people. I knew there were going to be some guests or whatever. So George comes out and he looks around. He says, hello, everybody. And then he goes, did you guys hear that couple arguing before the show started? I was like, what? And he then breaks up into a stand-up comedy routine. There's an old man and an old woman were arguing by the door, he says. And he's got this joke about how the old lady said, you know, if I die, are you going to have this lady move in? And the guy goes, don't know. Why are you asking me that question? That's ridiculous. And she goes, if I die, is she going to move into my room? And he says, why are you asking me this? I don't want to talk about this. What are we doing? She goes, if I die, will she move into my bed? And he says, I don't know why you're asking me this. This is ridiculous. I don't want to talk about it. It's something. She goes, if I die, will she move into the room and sleep in my bed? And and use my golf clubs? And he goes, no, she's left-handed. And everyone goes, ha, 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 ha. I was like, what is happening here? So then, you know, I'm like, okay, let's get this first guest out here. We've done some stand-up comedy. Let's get some guests out here. So then George says, well, I'm going to begin with a song. I said, huh? He proceeds to take his microphone, and they got a guy there. He's got like a piano off to the side. This guy starts playing I Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. And George Norrie starts singing. And he crooned an Elvis song. And like there's all these old ladies in the crowd and they're swooning. I was like, oh my God, what is happening here? And George sang Elvis. And over the course of the next 3 hours, he sang Elvis. He sang Sinatra. He sang When I Fall in Love by Nat King Cole. And he sang Love Me With All of Your Heart by, of all people, Engelbert Humperdinck. Sang them like he was in concert. It wasn't some comedy thing or anything. He sang like it was like a Vegas show. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe what I'm seeing. So he sang his songs throughout the evening. There was a 20-minute intermission, at which point there was a brisket place next door. I got some brisket. And then I went around looking for, you know, was there a convenience store? I wanted to get like a protein shake and an apple. This place charged me $4.29 for an apple, one apple. Yeah, here in Everett. And that was like the, and then at the end of the show, they had a meet and greet. And, you know, I didn't know they were going to do a meet and greet. I thought it was just going to be 3 hours and he was done. Well, apparently he did a meet and greet. And like the line for the meet and greet was like out the front door of the, this is at the end of the show, not the beginning. It was out the front door and then you had to go wrap around and then it went all the way upstairs and around to get to George. And I was like, I can't stay for this one. But it was incredible. And then he had three guests. So we're going to talk about these guests and what they talked about after the break. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter. If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And that's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You by George Norrie. Here on After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, it's 2:25 in the morning. Anyway, someone asked here, like, was this like a coast? Was it billed as Coast to Coast or what was it? This was billed as Tommy D Entertainment Presents George Norrie Live. And boy, was it ever. George Norrie Live. And then someone said, did he bust into magic tricks? I wish, dude. If he would have busted into magic tricks, I'd be following this guy around the country watching this live show. So anyway, he had some guests. And the first guest was his fella Frank Joseph Hoff, who talked about the lost city of Atlantis. And he seemed a little nervous. I think he said it was off the coast of Indonesia or something like that. But I wasn't really all that into that one, I won't lie. I'm not really into the Atlantis thing. So I was, you know, I was mostly marveling at that point, like, at what I was seeing. So the second guest was Matthew James Bailey, who was an AI cosmologist. And this guy, I want to get on this show. He was great. So, it's funny because I mentioned, you know, everyone in this audience is old, and this guy starts out by going, anybody here know anything about AI? Raise your hand. And like three people raise their hand. And he goes, anybody confused about AI? And like everybody puts their hand in the air. And so, this is Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM. And you know how things are on a show like that. You would presume that a guest coming on talking about AI would be doing the entire gloom and doom, and it's going to lead to the end of the world, and it's, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Total opposite, this guy. This guy was all in on AI, but in an intelligent way. He wasn't, I mean, he was a guy who was deeply involved. And, you know, he saw potential dangers. I mean, there are, of course, with any new technology. But essentially, he saw AI as something that ultimately is going to make all of our lives better. You know, if you look at any new technology that there has ever been, I mean, there were arguments about, you know, doom when the printing press was invented. I mean, there's always fear of the unknown. There's always fears of new technology. But at the end of the day, for the most part, I mean, new technology always benefits humanity. And he feels it will be the same way. I mean, there's obviously things that we need to be mindful of. But he thinks that at the end of the day, AI is probably going to greatly help humanity. And there were a lot of good questions. You know, they were asking him questions like, you know, is this going to just replace all jobs? And his answer was, well, no. I mean, some jobs will be replaced, but I mean, many jobs have already been replaced by computers long before there was AI. But he said, you know, what AI is going to do is going to make the job that you currently have easier for you. You will still have a job, but it will allow you to, you know, have less stress. You know, when talking about, like, are robots going to take over? No, the robots will be there to help you do the job. But the job is going to, it's going to require you. And then, you know, there were a lot of questions, you know, somebody asked about, you know, there was allegedly an incident where, you know, two AI computers invented a language and began talking to each other. And the people involved had no idea what these two machines were saying to each other. And so they like had to unplug them or whatever. And, you know, he said, well, that is a story. And believe it or not, the story is true. But he said what actually happened was, you know, when you hear a story like that, well, there's two AI computers. They create a language that only the two of them know, and they start discussing things with each other. Well, you know, your first thought is, oh, my God, they're conspiring to destroy humanity. You're thinking about the worst possible thing. And what he said was that what they were actually doing was, in an effort to be, what would be the term? In an effort to be more efficient, they had created their own language to speed the efficiency of their communications with each other for whatever task they were told to do. And he said, well, but we couldn't understand what they were saying. So obviously, you know, we couldn't just let it continue on. But, you know, he said there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of concern. But ultimately, this is going to be a benefit to humanity. And I would like to get this guy on the show because this guy, you know, sometimes you hear a guest on this show or other shows, you know, sometimes you're the guest and you're like, huh, what's this guy talking about? Or he says something that you just know is not true or whatever. And then sometimes you got a guest and you're like, this dude is smart. And that's what I got out of this fella here. He knew his stuff when it came to AI and where he thinks it's going. So I would love to get him, Matthew James Bailey, here on the show. And then the last guest, after my $4 apple, was Cliff of Finding Bigfoot fame. And Cliff lives in Boring, Oregon. Actually, I don't know where he lives. He might live in Portland. But he's got a Bigfoot museum that he runs with his wife in Boring, Oregon. And so he was local. And so he came up here for this event. He was the main event. And sadly, they only got about a half hour with Cliff. I think the Atlantis guest felt like he got like 45 minutes, and the AI guest got a lot of time. But Cliff only got about a half hour, probably because he was contracted for a half hour. But, you know, I thought it was somewhat interesting. I like Cliff. So the thing, if you ever watched Finding Bigfoot, is Cliff was the guy who, no matter what, he believed it had to be Bigfoot. That was his guy. That was the role in the show. You had Bobo, who was a guy that you thought was stoned all the time, even though he wasn't. He was just Bobo. And then you had Cliff, who was like, no matter what, that's for sure Bigfoot. And then you had Matt Moneymaker, the leader of the BFRO, who was just kind of, you know, he was just like out of his mind. And then you had Renee, who was the scientist, who was always skeptical of everything. So anyway, in real life, Cliff isn't, you know, everything's a Bigfoot, but that was his role on the show. And so, but you know, some things he is definitely a believer. We'll put it that way. So, you know, George at one point, you know, they're talking about, he goes, I got a bunch of stuff here in this bag. And George is concerned that it's Bigfoot scat. And Cliff goes, well, I guess we should just start with this then. And, well, actually, first he brought out a footprint from the actual Patterson-Gimlin film. So everyone's seen the Patterson-Gimlin film, you know, in 1967, Bigfoot runs across the thing, whatever, it's famous. One of the most famous films of all time, actually. And that's not just me saying that. Like, if you look at the most famous film footage, not like movies or anything like that, but like it's JFK assassination, Patterson-Gimlin film. I mean, it's one of the most famous films of all time. And it wasn't just filmed, but, I mean, there were actual tracks and everything. And so he had a plaster cast of the track. And, of course, you know, George's question was, well, you know, aren't there people out there faking tracks? And Cliff said, well, of course. I mean, you know, there's always people going out trying to fake Bigfoot tracks. But his argument was that if you've been doing this a long time and you've got a collection of tracks and you've investigated this, he goes, it is so easy to determine a real track from a fake track. And apparently, I'm not the guy to talk to, but, you know, the footprint experts, I mean, the best the best casts have got like anatomical details that would be very, very difficult to fake if you were just making a big piece of wood that looks like a foot and stomping around with it on your foot in the forest. I mean, they've got dermal ridges. They've got, you know, like on your fingerprints, they got those on the toes, which you have as well. I mean, all sorts of things. And, you know, you can arches, you can see which way they, there's all sorts of stuff. But, you know, he said that it's very easy to spot a fake amongst the ones that we believe are real. And so then he pulls out this big round plaster cast. Okay. It's like this big. It's three times the size of my head. And George goes, "What is that?" And Cliff goes, "This is a Bigfoot butt print." He's got a plaster cast of a Bigfoot butt print. At which point, George got very excited to handle this butt. So, you know, Cliff tells a story, and there was some guy saw the Bigfoot there. It left. It had been sitting down. He did a cast of the butt, you know. And then he goes into great anatomical, like, he goes, "Your own butt." And he starts explaining what your butt actually looks like. And he goes, "If your butt had hair," and he's like, all this. And it's like, you know, all of this is visible in the Bigfoot butt print. And he goes, "You know, these are very rare, these butt casts, but they are out there." And there's actually a famous Bigfoot body cast. I think it's a Skookum cast. This is clearly a cliffhanger moment here, so to speak. We'll talk about that after the break. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ever find a deal so good you think, should I tell my friends or keep it to myself? That's Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals. Styles for sunny days, home favorites for your space, and more. All at prices you'll love. Plus, earn Kohl's cash, discover new deals daily, and get free shipping. These deals are too good not to share, once you've stocked up first. Shop Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end July 10th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
So the Skookum cast is essentially, allegedly, you got the plaster cast cast of the Bigfoot footprints. We got the cast of the alleged Bigfoot butt. And the Skookum cast is the alleged cast of an entire body. So allegedly, you know, this Bigfoot had been laying on its side on its elbow, eating or whatever. And actually, whenever you go to the zoo, like, apes sit like that all the time. They kind of lay sideways on their elbow and eat or whatever, look around. And so they got this body, this gigantic body cast, which they believe is the cast of where a Bigfoot laid on its side, on its elbow, was eating or whatever, and then left. So obviously, you know, this has been investigated, and the primary alternate hypothesis, obviously, is that it's an elk print, okay? It was an elk that laid down. And Cliff, I mean, there were a few things. I mean, number one, yes, there was some elk hair found. There was also some other hair that was unidentified that was found. And there were no hoof prints found. And of course, elks have hooves. And, you know, most people presume, well, it was probably an elk. It may have been an elk. Cliff's argument is that, in fact, what we did was we took this cast and we showed it to elk experts. And the elk experts were the ones who said that is not an elk. So he says, like, everybody who wants to, disprove Bigfoot, they claim it's an elk. But if you actually ask the people who are experts in elk and elk behavior, they will say that's not the cast of an elk. So anyway, that's the Skookum cast. But he had the butt cast, which he showed. And then, you know, they eventually went to the Q&A. And, you know, there were the usual questions. But then somebody asked what I thought was, that's a good question. And the question was basically, well, early on, you know, George had asked, you know, how many Bigfoot do you believe if there's a Bigfoot, how many are there in all of North America? And Cliff said, well, you know, North America would improve, it would include the U.S. and Canada, and obviously Mexico, but there's not a lot of Bigfoot reports in Mexico. But, you know, if you look at Canada, I mean, there's so much empty space in Canada. And he claimed, we estimate between 500 and 1,000 Bigfoot throughout North America. And, you know, at first George is like, wow, that's a lot. And then Cliff is like, actually, that's almost none. You know, it's very, very few when you look at the size. And he said that, you know, the estimates, you know, people very rarely see black bear. I mean, you see them, but it's not like, you know. And he says there it would be one Bigfoot for every 200 black bear in all of North America. And so somebody in the Q&A says, well, if Bigfoot is a predator, which of course we don't know. We don't even know if Bigfoot exists. And if it does, we don't know anything about it. But he goes, if Bigfoot is a predator, because of course there have been stories of, you know, Bigfoot eating elk, in fact, and other small animals, an omnivore perhaps. But the question is, if it's a predator, if it's an alpha predator, why would the numbers be so low? You know, they have no natural predators. Nobody's going to be out there to kill them. You know, why would numbers be so low? And, you know, if they are, you know, constantly procreating, like, where are they? Where do they go? He asked. So I think he was trying to suggest, well, you know, these probably aren't animals. This might be some sort of paranormal entity or whatever. And Cliff does not believe for a second that there is anything paranormal about Bigfoot. He believes it's an ape. Case closed. And someone asked him about that too. They go, you know, some Bigfoot researchers believe there's a paranormal aspect to Bigfoot. And he goes, yeah, well, there's not. And they said, well, there are all these stories. And he goes, well, yeah, you know, there's stories about paranormal activity involving all sorts of animals. Like, you can get the Native Americans attributed paranormal, to deer and to other animals. He goes, if there's an animal, you know, somebody has attributed paranormal powers to it. Doesn't mean those are real. So anyway, he believes it's an ape. So the guy, you know, he's trying to ask where do they go, et cetera, et cetera. And so Cliff actually had no answer. He had no good answer to this question. He didn't just say, I don't have an answer. I mean, he went and started talking about something totally unrelated. He didn't answer the guy's question. But I remember, like, that's a good question. Like, why would there be so few if they have no natural predators? They're big. I mean, it just seems kind of odd. So I got another buddy that's into Bigfoot, and I brought up this question. And he said, well, Jeff Meldrum's claim is that Bigfoot are not like rabbits. They're not like constantly having babies. He goes, the theory is that the birth of a Bigfoot would be a very rare activity, like every 8 to 10 years. And, you know, not everyone is going to survive. So, you know, because of that, you know, regardless of whether it's a natural predator, top of the food chain, whatever, it doesn't matter. The births are such rare events that that numbers are kept low. And it was pointed out that chimpanzees, who are one of our closest relatives, they also only give birth every 8 to 10 years. And so, you know, chimps also, it's a big deal when a new chimp is born. And, you know, a lot of alleged Bigfoot behavior, I mean, just like in the last couple of weeks, you know, a buddy of mine sent me some articles. You know, they just discovered new behaviors. I think it was actually wood knocks. We talked about it here on this show. You know, they actually documented apes communicating by whacking on trees. And I was like, what? This was like recent, like 2 weeks ago. So anyway, that was the argument about why, you know, there aren't more. Just like another ape, they don't have babies all that awesome often. So anyway, you know, he answered questions for a while, and then they packed up the butt and he got out of there. But I thought that Cliff did a good job. You know, I would have liked to have seen more, but overall I thought that he did a good job answering questions. Only 30 minutes is noted, but I am going to have to head down to Boring, Oregon and go to his museum. I didn't get a chance to ask the question I wanted to ask because they were limited on time, but I wanted to ask his thoughts because I've gone to, you know, there's Bigfoot events all over the place here, so I go to some every now and then. And I did have that one time where I got like a private viewing because like nobody else showed up. They didn't know. It's like they sequestered this guy away in a tent, way away from everything else, and no one else knew to go there. So I was the only one there. And so he opened up his laptop and he goes, let me show you some stuff. And he starts showing me all these pictures, and like there were some amazing pictures that this guy had. And he swore they were not AI. And he goes, some of the best pictures they're never made public. They're just passed around amongst Bigfoot researchers because, you know, the researchers they're researching. And, you know, they're not trying to prove anything to each other. They all believe. And so they, you know, they get good pictures. They send them around to each other, but it doesn't go out into the public because, you know, it's the same thing with UFOs and any photo of anything. If you took a picture of a dinosaur, You're in Africa and you see a dinosaur, you take a picture of it. It's like there's only two options. If the picture sucks, it could be anything. But if the picture's too good, it's got to be fake. So what's the point if you got a great picture that you've personally taken of Bigfoot, if you're one of these researchers? He tells me, what's the point of making it public? No one's going to believe it anyway. So we just pass it around amongst ourselves. So I wanted to ask Cliff, you know, do you got any pictures that aren't made public here? Obviously, he wasn't going to show any, but I wanted to confirm that guy's story that these researchers pass all these photos around. So anyway, it was a fun time, and I would recommend, you know, if you get a chance to go to a George Norrie live show. I mean, if you're a fan of Coast to Coast, how could you not? I think tickets, you know, the cheapest tickets were $40. I think, you know, if you wanted to get like, you know, first few rows at the Everett Historic Theater, it was like $100. But not exorbitant, especially if you go to WWE shows. So I had a good time. I'm glad I went. Would have liked to have met old George Norrie while he's still touring. But, Yeah. Spritz says, get Cliff on After Dark. I feel like he's been on. When we did the show the first time, like a decade ago, I'm pretty sure. I wonder if I could actually look in the archives right now and find it. I'm pretty sure we've got a show with Cliff in the archives. Maybe we haven't. If we haven't, I need to get on that one. I'll bet if I went to his museum and he was there, I could talk him into doing the podcast. Let's check the podcast search here. I could search like, are there any wrestlers named Cliff? All right, let's search. See if I spell his name right. See if anything comes up when I search that. No! So maybe I haven't had him on the show. Golly, I need to get him on. But I would need to get him on like some show where we could go a long time because I got a lot of questions for that guy. But anyway, that's the that is the story of that. So I wanted to mention one other thing here, story I read this week, because somebody in the chat had been talking about they want a show on disappearances. And, you know, we've had people on talking about, like, disappearances in the woods and national parks, but I think they're talking more about, you know, what's the story with, like, the Bermuda Triangle, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I saw this, just came out this week. It was a story from sfgate.com, which I presume is San Francisco. He claimed there was a secret tunnel in Mount Shasta, and then he disappeared. There have been a lot of stories about Mount Shasta over the years. A lot of Mount Shasta legends. It says here, in 1934, at the foot of Northern California's towering Mount Shasta, a geologist named J.C. Brown started telling a captivating story to anyone who would listen. He spoke of an 11-mile tunnel filled with gold and giant skeletons, and said it led straight to the heart of Mount Shasta, an active volcano. Lots of people believed Brown, and soon he was organizing an expedition into the tunnel. But it never happened. Instead, mere days before the expedition was scheduled to depart, Brown mysteriously disappeared without a trace. His story of the treasure-filled tunnel, however, has endured. Like any good urban legend, it was just close enough to the truth to make it believable. And so they've got a whole story on this here. And what's funny is, you know, this story about giant skeletons and gold in Mount Shasta is actually very, very similar to another story that was told about gold and mummies, etc., in the Grand Canyon. And that was a story that I think came out in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Some fella named Kincaid, I believe was his name, had allegedly discovered these this like secret cave in the Grand Canyon that was filled with all of these Egyptian artifacts and mummies and gold. And allegedly, like, these trucks came and took everything to the Smithsonian. And it's one of those it was one of those stories from back in the day that, you know, these newspapers needed to make up stories to sell. Totally made up story, but very similar to this alleged story in Mount Shasta. So my guess is nothing to it, but certainly there have been many stories over the years about Mount Shasta. Back in a moment with more After Dark Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. Fella here wants a show on D.B. Cooper. That seems like a show we could do monthly, because, like, every month, there's allegedly a new discovery of who D.B. Cooper was. At this point, I'm not sure we're ever going to know. But I think it's the, what the heck is that? Seattle Historical Museum. There's a museum in Seattle, and they had a, I forget what exactly it was. It was some exhibit that I took the kids to. And, God, I cannot remember what it was. But it had like a bunch of stuff from like the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And might have been a toy fair or something like that. But anyway, I just remember because there was like a bunch of stuff from the 70s. And like I was born in the 70s. And this stuff, it should be like in a museum. So I felt like I should be in a museum. But anyway, on the way out, like the museum was hosting this thing. So you had to go in the back and then they had the whole area set up for whatever the exhibit was. So on the way out, I'm looking at like some of the other exhibits as we're leaving. And I walk around this corner and holy smokes, there's a parachute. And it wasn't one of D.B. Cooper's parachutes, but it was a parachute from the actual hijacked plane. So, you know, there are like a bunch of different parachutes in the plane or whatever, and he took like one or two or whatever he took when he jumped out. And one of the remaining ones they had put up for display here in this, and they had a whole area for the D.B. Cooper display in this museum. And it was pretty cool. So I got a chance to see one of the actual parachutes in the actual plane that D.B. Cooper jumped out of. And someday I got to talk more about D.B. Cooper because it's amazing this story to this day is like still such a big thing. Because at that time, in the late 60s, early 70s, there were like 170 hijackings a year in the U.S. 170 a year. It was like one every other day. I mean, people hijack planes all the time. But that's the one that has lasted to this day. We're out of time. Thank you all for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. After Dark Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.